Zach Brummer. I'm the Farmer Education Program Manager at the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation.
Zach, as you well know, there is a lot of uncertainty in the ag markets in 2024, and I understand Iowa Farm Bureau is looking to get some information out to producers with some ag market outlook meetings. Give us the overview.
Yeah, so we've got 5 outlook meetings scheduled here in February. The first ones start here next week and then go throughout the month throughout various counties in the state. But we, myself and Christopher Pudens, our economist, are going to cover basically crop markets as well as livestock markets. And then we've also got Iowa State Extension joining us to do an outlook on cybersecurity as well as farm marketing stress in the upcoming year. So should be a pretty valuable event. We're going to dive deep into some of the trends and issues facing the ag economy as we move forward.
Give us some of your observations, Zach, on crop margins and with the price of corn and soybeans, when you factor in fertilizer, you know, other crop inputs, certainly margins are tighter, but maybe there are still some opportunities.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's going to be a pretty interesting marketing year as we move forward. What we're really dealing with is, you know, we had a record production on the corn side this year despite drought. You know, the water really just shut off in late, in early August, late summer. And so kind of interesting as you think about where we're at right now, especially the state, we're starting off significantly drier than we were last year. But so far into 2024, we've actually caught quite a bit of decent precipitation. And so that's one thing that I'm really keeping my eye on is where are we starting from a planning perspective when we get into this spring. And then looking forward, you know, we're starting to see some models predict that we may see El Nino return, which would be typical of a dry, hot summer. Those models are starting to suggest that those likelihoods are increasing as we move into 2024 here. So if that does materialize, it could be a pretty significant situation moving into 2024.
Plenty of questions on the livestock side, too. It was a really challenging year for pork producers in 2023. Better on the beef side, but what do you think the markets are shaping up to be like for 2024?
Yeah, so Christopher Pudens, our economist, is really going to dive into the beef, the cattle and hog markets in depth. But, you know, one thing that I found interesting, day before yesterday, we had the cattle report come out that showed that all cattle inventory in the United States is the lowest it's been since 1951. And so the interesting thing that I went, you know, that got me thinking, interesting thing about that, the U.S. population 1951, roughly 155 million. The U.S. population in 2024, 340, give or take, million. So more than double the population with the same amount of beef. That's going to be a pretty significant situation moving into 2024. I expect beef prices at the retail level to remain extremely high. The question is the consumer going to be willing to pay those prices? And what does that look like from a demand structure going forward? On hogs, we should see some additional the market kind of move in a better direction in terms of lower feed costs as we move into 2024. But I still expect a relatively difficult year from a profitability standpoint for hogs.
Good insights there, Zach. And for more insights, certainly with these meetings coming up, an opportunity for farmers to get more prepared. Let's talk about ways to maybe sign up. Are you asking farmers to pre-register for these meetings?
Yeah, you can just hop on iowafarmbureau.com, and it's kind of the main banner there. You can see our Ag Outlook meetings, and basically just hop on there and pick a county that's closest to you or tributary to where you're at, and you can sign up either online or you can call that county. It's a quick conversation over the phone to get signed up as well. If you're not a if you're not a Iowa Farm Bureau member, you know, we still want you at those meetings. So I'd tell you to go ahead and call your local county farm bureau, and they can kind of work you through getting registered for one of those meetings as well.
Anything else on this that you want to make sure to mention?
I just think it'll be a really valuable experience, especially, you know, as we're moving close to some critical decisions with crop insurance, and producers are thinking about their, you know, ratio of corn to soybeans, if they're going to be switching any acres over, or possibly even removing some acres from production with these lower prices. I think it'll just be another feather in the cap in terms of helping producers make those decisions.